It started as a probe into the use of hashish in a troubled platoon. What followed were grisly revelations of planned murders of Afghan villagers, shown in Rolling Stone magazine. Three Afghans were killed. Prosecutors argued Staff Sergeant Calvin Gibbs was the mastermind. He is the highest-ranking soldier to be convicted in the case. Gibbs denied killing two of the villagers. A third, he said, had tried to attack him. In testimony, Gibbs said he cut off fingers to keep his trophies, much as a hunter would keep the antlers of a deer. Platoon members testified Gibbs had disdain for Afghans and called them savages. They also said he led a gang beating of one soldier for reporting drug use in the platoon. There is no explanation from the Pentagon leadership of why the rogue atmosphere in Gibbs' platoon was allowed to go on, even after the father of one platoon member reported the troubles. The killings were among the worst atrocities reported in the Afghan conflict. Half a world away, the case received little attention in the U.S. media, and some see that as a sign of war fatigue among Americans.
Americans want to focus on the problems we have at home. We've had the greatest economic downturn since the Depression. Americans feel that these people don't appreciate, quote unquote, what we've done, for them. They just want to basically get home and rebuild the United States rather than rebuilding these societies.
Cases are pending against two other U.S. soldiers. There is no word from the Army of any investigations of Gibbs' commanders. The case fades into history as the U.S. prepares to draw down its forces in Afghanistan and move on. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the Pentagon.